Hello, is Tiffany Mendez there?
She?
Good evening. I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
Definitely.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
I'm over 50.
Thank you very much. And just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white or Caucasian, black or African-American, Hispanic or
Caucasian.
Latino? Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent?
Democrat.
Or and would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied? Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Do you strongly approve or just somewhat?
Strongly approve.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Gleason-Camp-Perez is handling her job as congresswoman?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the issues the country is facing right now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two from the list. Combating threats to our democracy, climate change and protecting the environment, border security, reducing crime and gun violence, improving K-12 education, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, fighting inflation and lowering costs, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, or growing the economy and creating jobs.
I can pick two?
Up to two, yes. The most important.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights, and stopping gun violence.
Thank you very much. Let me just... Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one is Raul Garcia.
Don't know who that is.
Never heard of him? What about Joe Kent?
Zero.
Marie Gleason-Camp-Perez?
100.
Joe Biden?
100.
Maria Cantwell?
100.
Donald Trump?
Zero.
Woke liberals in Congress?
Did you say woke liberals in Congress?
Yes, that's how it's written.
100.
And the last one is MAGA Republicans.
Zero.
Thank you very much. Now, if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Gleason-Camp-Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Democrat Perez.
Thank you. Now, even though you're not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November 2024?
Never. Never, ever, ever, never.
We do have a scale, a fair chance that you might support Kent, a small chance that you might support him, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support
him. No chance. No chance no. ever.
Thank you. Next, I'd like you to ask about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use a 10 if you don't think it is important at all, a 5 if you think it is somewhat important, and a 10 if you think it is an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. We have someone who will stand up to the attacks on reproductive rights like abortion, contraception, and IVF.
10.
A moderate who will oppose extremism from the left and from the right.
5.
A leader who is a workhorse, not a show horse.
7.
Someone who puts doing what's right above politics.
5.
Someone who really understands the hopes, dreams, and struggles of working class people because they are working class themselves.
10.
And a fighter who will go to Washington to shake things up and make government work for us.
2.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Marie Glusenkamp-Perez. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to support Marie Glusenkamp-Perez for Congress. 5 means that it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement is...
The 0 is... I'm sorry. A 10 is a reason to support, and a 0 is not a reason to support.
Yes. We're looking for to see if you find those statements a convincing reason or not a convincing reason. 0 is not convincing at all. 5 means somewhat convincing, and 10 means very convincing. Any number between 0 and 10.
All right.
Thank you. Now, Marie Glusenkamp-Perez is a true independent voice for our district. She doesn't play partisan political games. Marie has broken with the Democratic Party on several key votes in Congress. Rather than voting to the party line, she voted her conscience and did what she thought was best for our district. As the Colombian stated, quote, "Such independence is refreshing, particularly for a first-term representative. So is Perez's sense of duty to her district rather than party."
5.
The next one is...
Sorry,
Marie Glusenkamp-Perez shows up. She listens to our community and takes our concerns back to Congress. For instance, Marie made improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in securing $600 million needed to repair the I-5 bridge, which will create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce throughout the region. She also sponsored bills to expand childcare in rural Washington, helping bring down the cost for families. Marie listens to us and works to find solutions to our real world problems. That's a different kind of leader.
7.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, in February 2020, Marie Glusenkamp-Perez miscarried at 16 weeks pregnant. She was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion. And Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so, after the tragedy of losing her pregnancy, Marie had to walk through a wall of protesters to get the care she needed. Marie believes women have the right to control their own bodies, period. And we can count on her to stand up for reproductive rights and fight back against the politicians who want to make women's decisions for them.
That's a 10.
Thank you very much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask again. If the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp-Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Democrat Perez.
Thank you. And as we wrap up the survey, I'm going to read you some thoughts and concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about the other candidate. Now, we're looking, please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress, 5 means that it gives you some doubts, and 0 means that it doesn't give you any doubts at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. You may choose any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, we need a leader who will focus on real, everyday challenges of working people, not his own extremist partisan nonsense. And Joe Kent is Mr. Extremist Partisan Nonsense. He wants to defund the FBI, and he opposes fixing the dangerously deteriorated I-5 bridge because he says that it would make it a, quote, Antifa superhighway, unquote. And that Democrats would use it to send criminals to our district. Nonsense. How does any of that help with the everyday challenges of working people who live in our district? We need representatives in Congress who will deliver for our district, not someone focused on nonsense.
I think I want to say 10 because I'm never going to vote for that man.
Thank you. Then the last one for this section is Joe Kent doesn't respect the will of the people and refuses to accept the results of elections he doesn't agree with. He wants to eliminate voting by mail. He has allied with criminal conspiracies to overturn the 2020 elections, and he supported the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. He even took part in ridiculous election fraud lawsuits here in Washington State, claiming Jay Inslee lost the governor's race and Lauren Culp is governor. Joe Kent's extreme beliefs are a threat to voting rights and to free and fair elections.
So I support that statement. So should I? I forget the scale. Could you give me the scale again?
0 means you have no doubts at all that you about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. 5 means it gives you some doubts. Thank you.
Okay.
Now, after hearing some more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
Less likely.
And is that much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much, much less likely.
Thank you. And you're, in your own words, given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress?
He's an idiot.
That's fine. It's valid. But would you mind expanding a little bit upon it?
His ideas are nonsensical.
Nonsensical.
I mean, the I-5 bridge is an Antifa highway. I mean, really, come on. He's so stupid. It's unbelievable.
Thank
he also
you
likes
very much.
Donald Trump. Yeah. So, anyone that likes Donald Trump, I'm not voting for.
And he supports Donald Trump.
Yep.
Donald Trump. Thank you very much.
Idiot.
Thank you. Now, these last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very liberal.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more?
Never.
Never. Thank you very much. Sure. And with this, we conclude the survey. So I thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. And have a wonderful night.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.